I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, not much to like yesterday whatsoever. From the 98-80 loss to the Indiana Pacers in Game 1, we'll start out with Ty Lue.
Lima no like.
Nothing much to like about what happened yesterday with that game, including Ty Lue, and how he said the Cavs defended Victor Oladipo.
I think we did, as far as in the pick and roll game. I thought he hurt us, you know, catch and shoot. You know, off the ball, relaxing, not being aware. So I had to go back and look at it, Jason. But what he did hurt us a couple times. We switched, you know, put Larry and those guys. He made a couple threes, which, you know, is going to happen. You're going to give up something.
I just wonder sometimes.
That's worse than Pat Shurmur.
I mean, to sit there and say that Victor Oladipo was the best player on the floor yesterday. I thought he outplayed even LeBron. Had 32 points, 11 of 19 from the field. The 6 rebounds, the 4 assists. He was terrific defensively. He got his hands on just about everything. Ripping LeBron, ripping everybody, coming over. I do not think our intensity matched Victor Oladipo's. I think his team fed off that. When we talk about MVP, I've heard people say that they'll vote Victor Oladipo in their top 5 for MVP because of what a great regular season he had. He might be the most improved player. And Ty Lue is sitting there saying that he thought they defended him well. At halftime, Lisa Salters came back from the break in the third quarter and said, I talked to Ty Lue, and he's very confident. He thought they'll hit shots in the second half and they'll be okay. What game was Ty Lue watching?
I'm serious.
The second half was just like the first.
I'm dead serious that it's worse than Pat Shurmur. Because Pat Shurmur, listen,
Jeff Green?
He was answering questions just to get through them.
Yeah.
Ty Lue means what he says. Like, that can't be real. Nah, he means it. Okay. Good luck. See you out there.
Lima like.
Now, I know Ken doesn't think he's the MVP, but Harden had 44 of his team's 104 yesterday, but that's not what I liked out of that game. What I liked out of that game was Patrick Reed, the Masters champ, sitting courtside, donning his green jacket. It's the 4th sporting event in the past week that he's worn the green jacket, according to
Derek. I don't think you're allowed to take it off the premises.
He's allowed to take it wherever the hell Patrick Reed wants to. Now, he's not going to take it to, you know, a function with his family because they've been excommunicated.
I think they get a replica green jacket. It's not the actual.
He gets the replica.
Yeah, it's more of a hunter than a forest.
Yeah, he'll take it to his family's emancipation.
He went to the men's warehouse and just got a green jacket.
Come on.
All right, he's worn it at a Knicks game, an Astros game, a Rockets game, and a Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
He's becoming a Marlins man.
I kind of like this.
I love it.
Albert Breer was ripping him. I absolutely love the fact that he is sitting there courtside. And even more problematic, though, is the person sitting next to him at the game who has front row tickets to the Houston game last night, who is doing the thing they do in the lower bowl. This happens in Cleveland as well, where they put the free shirt the team provides for the playoffs over their button-down under their blazer. So they're all decked out for the game, and they're what is that? Is that rich people sports chic?
Yep.
What is going on there?
I think you just got it right. Absolutely.
Lima-like.
Give it up again down in Ohio State. They sold out the spring game. Not as many people this year, though, because of the weather and because they roped off half the stadium. But the best part of this, honestly, no jokey for once, is that Ryan Shazier showed up. And the place went crazy when Ryan Shazier came out there. He came on there, a golf cart. He stand up. I can't believe Ryan Shazier is still talking about going back to football. That's something that he's obviously got to
He got to have something to look forward to.
He's, you know, if you want to talk about motivation, what better motivation is that? To me, I could never go back to football. But God bless him, and it was a cool sight at the Horseshoe to see him do that.
I think that Ryan Shazier could probably... For what he's done, I think that he could probably find a very nice job with the network that what he would have, either with the Pittsburgh or with the Ohio State Buckeyes. But I thought that was a very nice thing yesterday. So, obviously, wishing him well.
Lima no like.
Could we not have used Dwayne Wade yesterday, maybe at least on defense? Am I wrong to go back?
Could have used Dwayne Wade in general. Could have used him on the bench. Could have used him handing out hot dogs, anything.
Yeah. You don't think maybe he could have given him a pep talk before the game to say, hey, let's not ease into this one and find ourselves down 20-6.
Well, it wasn't like the Heat were trying the other day, too. So
they were for a half. They ran out of steam. I'm telling you, I think the Victor Oladipo does not score that many points if they say, Dwayne Wade, go in and guard Victor Oladipo. I don't think he scores that many points. I don't know why we gave him away for free. I don't know how it's not a talking point that, okay, he was
a
problem in the locker room. You know what? Figure it out. That's why I have coaches. That's why I have leaders. That's why I have players. Figure it out. You got LeBron James on your team, supposedly best friends with him, and now LeBron's got none of his best friends there. They're all gone. James Jones is gone. Oh, at least they got Perk back. I know there were people tweeting out that Perk was instrumental in the locker room after the game.
That was great.
The hell was that? What does that mean?
Great.
Hey, thanks. I'm
glad you noticed
that. That's why we brought in Kendrick Perkins to come into the locker room and console our team after a blowout loss to the Pacers. A lot good that's going to do. Who else do you want to bring in? Want to bring anybody else? Dante Jones? What's he doing? Bring them all back. That's fine.
Lab-a-like.
Get the happy birthday ready.
What?
Josh Gordon is 20 freaking 7.
Oh.
He's 2 years older than Jarvis Landry. Can you imagine if Ken Carman was hosting the Josh Gordon receiver show? What he'd be saying to Josh Gordon?
Stop. I thought somebody had died.
No.
After you said to get the happy birthday, I go, who did I wish a happy birthday that died? Who? What? How'd that happen?
27. It is hard to believe. Gordon is 27. Not that that's old. It's not old at all. It's just, as far as players in the NFL go, like in skill positions.
He's the longest tenured Cleveland Brown right now, technically.
Yeah, the reason why it doesn't seem like he should be 27 years old is because he's only played like 2 seasons.
Uh-huh. Yeah, basically.
He's usually by then you have 4 or 5 seasons under your belt.
He's like Ben Simmons. If he comes back next year, he'll be up for NFL Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I hate you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Coach Patton. Happy birthday to you. And many more, Coach. Thank you so much.
Great.
It's a low point of my life.
Great. Ask Nathan, where's that?
I'm a no-like.
Folks, a radio legend is gone. Kenny, I know you listen to him. I know I listened to him growing up.
I can't believe you knew this.
Art Bell.
Yes.
Best known for a paranormal-themed nightly show syndicated on hundreds, it seemed like thousands of stations in the 90s. Died at his home in Southern Nevada. Of course, Nevada.
With his 15 different numbers you could call in. And of course, it was in Nevada, yes.
I loved
the Rockies. Call code number 330.
That's one of the few nationally syndicated shows when I was young that I never got through.
Why?
I got through on Omaha. I was on Rome. I was on all of them.
Okay.
Who was the guy also used to do the voices? The guy that used to
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry's one of the best ever.
One of the most creative guys ever. But I never got into Art Bell, and now I can never get into Art Bell. I can get into Alex Jones, who apparently has done the pivot. Just like I did the Browns pivot.
He did the Trump pivot.
Told
you.
He's
what did I tell
done
you?
With Trump.
That's another one of the theories I got right. I told you he was gonna have to pivot, and he pivoted.
All right, I told you before the break, this is why you should go out and drink every opportunity, especially weekends, folks. You've got to do it. You've got to do it because when you don't, things come back to haunt you, and that's what happened on Friday. Kenny, what did I tell you before the weekend started?
You weren't going to spend any money. You weren't going to do anything out there. You were going to be a good person this weekend.
After my jet setting over the last few months, I said that's it. I said, that's it. I'm not going out. This is stupid. It's time to save money. It's time to, also because the contract's up. It's time to save money for a lot of different reasons. So, Kenny, what I do on Friday, thanks to the help of Kenny Kidd, I'm not going to go into all sorts of detail, but let's just say I was able to view some things on my TV that I wasn't able to view previously, thanks to some nifty code work you sent me.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm watching the Andre the Giant. I'm watching the Andre the Giant trailer. Okay, let's just say
you were able to find that. Nice.
I was able to find it, and I stayed home for this. And you know where you just can't get comfortable on your cheap couch? That's the case with me. And I'm sitting there on my phone, and I'm contorting my body trying to get comfortable. And then the phone slips through the crotch region because it's where you're just being just a lump of nothing on your couch, and you have made a night of it. You've made a teepee in the house. You're comfortable. You've got no one with you because you lead a miserable existence on a Friday night. The phone trickles down through the crotch area and then somehow hits the perfect spot in the I didn't even know there was a cushion area of the couch that the phone could trickle through. It free fell for 2 feet. The 2 feet demon drop of phones falls all the way to the crappy linoleum surface of my floor and shattered. Week-old phone shattered.
So
remember
great.
My trip to the Apple store? Well, I got to go fix the cracked screen, and that ain't cheap.
I am so happy for you.
Oh, my God.
If I would have just gone out like a responsible human and drank my face off and gotten blackout drunk, I would not have had that happen because I've never had my screen crack. So stay home one night, try to be a good Puritan citizen, and your phone cracks. Thank you very much. Never staying in again.
I'm sorry about that.
One last one. How about the king of all media, Dustin, Howard Stern in Cleveland over the weekend, and he had nice things to say about Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Bon Jovi induction. He ripped the Rock Hall, which was hilarious, for like 15 straight minutes about everything. He roasted him, but it was good, and he stayed the night in Cleveland. I thought he would be out in the Howie pad, back to the Hamptons before the end of the night. He stayed, and I think he went out after. I think they had a party at the Marble Room right afterwards for John Bon Jovi.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Love Wonderful Howard.
And he took pictures of Beth the entire night. That's it for Lima Lights.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.